Hey, HTC family, hope you're doing well. Happy Tuesday evening to you. Hold on, let me get my fancy tripod. I'm using connection cards to hold up my cell phone. Hope you're all doing great. Hope that you have had a good Tuesday. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to see you. Hope you had a good day today. Hello, Erica. Hope you had a great day. Hello, Pastor Kurt. Nice to see you. And welcome to everybody. Hello, Patty Yuva. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in from Dan Laska. Cynthia Russo, God bless you. Great to see you. Glad you're here with us this evening. Gentlemen, God bless you. And Mary Fragicomo, hope you're having a great day, Mary. And Pastor Nick is here with us. Wonderful to see you. Erica Carroll, Pastor Sergio, God bless you. Great to see you. Hi, Christina, hope you're doing fantastic. And Lynn, God bless you. Great to see you. I'm sorry we're not going to have pizza tomorrow night. Olivia is here. Blessings to all of you. Got some more folks coming on, joining us. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you all the way from Pennsylvania. Mike Levine, God bless you. And Mr. Seppi, God bless you. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's great to have you. Folks are coming online. We're just, Pastor Helio, God bless you. Great to see you and glad you're here with us tonight. And there's Evelyn. God bless you, Evelyn. Great to see you. Ginger, bless you. Good to see you. Rosie, God bless you from Stanford. We're glad to see you. It's kind of fun being able to get together from all over the area in one place. Benita, God bless you. And Dee, God bless you. Pastor Phil, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And Dr. Robin is with us, the whole Varhees family. Dr. Rana, thank you so much. Hello, Rosie, I see your greeting. And Susie, God bless you, good to see you. Lots of, I'm all high tech now. Yeah, I don't really think so. If you could see what, my phone is propped up with connection cards. So that's my tripod this evening for my first Facebook Live post. Wonderful. Libna, God bless you, good to see you. Evelyn, bless you. Courtney, God bless you. So while folks are joining us, more people are coming on. I don't know about you, but I could use something funny to start out. So a German Shepherd, a Doberman, and a cat died. This is for you cat lovers. The three of them stood before God together. And God said, before I assign you a place in heaven, tell me what you believe in. The German Shepherd went first. The German Shepherd said, sir, I believe in discipline, in training, and loyalty to my master. God said, good, sit right here on my right side. And Doberman, what do you believe in? The Doberman answered, I believe in the love, care, and protection of my master. Ah, said God, you may sit on my left side. And then God looked at the cat and he said, and what do you believe in? The cat looked back at God and said, I believe you're sitting in my seat. That's the way it goes with cats. All right, well, more folks are joining us and we're glad to have you online with us this evening. Some of you are aware that on Monday, Governor Ned Lamont of Connecticut updated the executive order that he had issued. He has now limited group gatherings to 50 people at a time, and churches are not excluded any longer. We're not sure, but more restrictions may be coming. The first selectman of the town of Greenwich has imposed, on top of the governor's restrictions, he has imposed some additional local restrictions. And so in light of all those things, we are going to have to change things up around here for the next couple of weeks. And so the headline is that we are moving all of our ministries online between now and April 30th. The governor has said that should conditions improve and there's an opportunity to relax or shorten that period, he will do that. But as things stand right now, Between today and April 30th, we will not be holding small groups or services live here on the Greenwich campus. Our ministries are going to go on in a new format. First of all, let me talk quickly about Sunday services. We will be broadcasting our 9 and 11 o'clock service live from this location. The broadcast services will be about an hour long on Sundays, a few minutes shorter than our regular services. And we hope that you'll gather with your family and watch us at 9 or at 11. The best way to access our online services is to go through our website at htchurch.com. There are other ways to access the live stream, but if you go through the website, click the watch link on top of the homepage, and that'll enable you to interact with other people who are watching the same service. We had 451 people watching us online this last Sunday morning, and that's exciting in itself. What's really exciting is we received an email from a guest to Harvest Time, someone who does not attend here, to my knowledge, has never come, and she just let us know that her teenage son gave his heart to Jesus at the end of our second service on Sunday when we gave the opportunity for people to respond, and that is just so awesome. And we're just going to keep praying as we go through the season of Lent. We talk about the last words of Jesus. We're going to keep praying that that will be more of our experience. Of course, we do record all of the Sunday sermons, and after Sunday, they go up on our YouTube channel, which is www.htchurch.tv. And if you like to watch the sermons after the fact, as usual, you can certainly go and do that. I want to take a moment and just thank you for your faithfulness in giving. These are really unprecedented times. In my lifetime, we've never really seen anything quite like this. Even by comparison, 9/11 was a lot. There was a lot less panic. There was a lot less uncertainty, at least with regard to people's employment and with regard to being able to get daily essentials. There wasn't that kind of panic after 9/11. This is really unprecedented. But we pray that you'll be able to continue remembering your tithe, supporting Harvest Time. We do have to carry the expenses of the new building, even though we are not permitted to meet in it. We still have to carry all the expenses. About half of our giving every week comes in online through our website. If you have never given that way, you can go to the htchurch.com website, go to the homepage. There is a giving link at the top of the homepage, and you can give that way. You can also give by text. You will find instructions for that both on the webpage. And if you look at the other messages on this Facebook page, there is the number and instructions for giving by text. The office will remain open this entire time. We will keep regular office hours from 9 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday. We're open 9 to noon. The office is on Fridays, and you can send a gift in by mail, or you can drop it off in person. I do want to say that our pastors are still available to meet with people for whatever needs they have. If you have a need for some counsel, if you need to chat about something, if you need personal prayer, you can still schedule appointments with our pastors. You can do that by calling into the church office or emailing us at office@htchurch.com. We do have a pastor on call number. If there's an emergency through the night hours at a time when the office isn't open, you can always call the pastor on call telephone number and a pastor will respond to you. Just want to let you know about a few of our other ministries. Youth group will not be meeting on campus on Wednesday evening. Pastor Kurt will be doing a live broadcast for youth group, and he'll be reaching out to our parents and our families to let them know how to access that. Rangers and girls clubs will not be meeting on Wednesday evening, but our group leaders, our boys leaders and our girls leaders will be reaching out to moms and dads and to kids about an opportunity to just briefly connect on an online platform so that they can share a devotional, pray with the kids, just have a time of discussion. Conversation won't be long. You know, moms and dads, I want to encourage you. Let's keep just projecting confidence in the Lord to our kids. We forget sometimes because we're busy dealing with adult problems. We forget that our kids feel this and they internalize it. My daughter, Maddie, who is a senior in high school, was on the telephone with one of her friends yesterday. My wife, she was bopping around the kitchen, and my wife just heard her chatting to a friend. And she overheard my daughter say to her friend, "My parents are not scared. They're not afraid." And we were so thankful that Maddie picked that up from us, that she picked up just trust and confidence in the Lord, exercising wisdom, taking care of the things we need to take care of, following the recommendations of health officials and the restrictions from the government. But I was glad that her perception is that her parents are not walking in fear through this, but we're just trusting the Lord. So our boys and girls leaders will be reaching out to your kids for some opportunities to connect for kids ministries, life groups. If you're part of a Harvest Time Church life group, a group leader will be reaching out to you and connecting with you. We're going to use several different online platforms in order for groups to connect, whether it's through Google Hangouts or Zoom. Some groups will be doing Facebook Live and some different things. And so you will hear from your group leader about how you can connect and just support and just pray for one another. I really want to encourage our church family. Let's look out for each other. Let's be the church. Let's make sure that the members of our own congregation are cared for. Let's make sure that our neighbors are cared for. Let's use these as opportunities for ministry. Easter and Good Friday, as it stands right now, we'll be doing our Good Friday worship celebration. Is going to be very different this year. It's going to be an online service. Easter Sunday is going to be online as well. And as we walk through this thing together, we'll keep giving you information and updating you on our plans and how they're moving forward. Just moving from the practical to a word of encouragement, ever since Sunday, there are two scriptures that have just been burning on my heart, and I really just want to share them with you as a word of encouragement. I shared them with our staff this morning, and I want to share them with you. The first scripture is the believer's prayer in Acts chapter 4. You remember the occasion James and John were, Peter and John, excuse me, were arrested after they healed the crippled man outside of the gate, Beautiful. And upon their release, they were interrogated by the Sanhedrin, warned not to speak in the name of Jesus. And on their release, this was their prayer in Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 24. It says, "When the believers heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. 'Sovereign Lord,' they said, 'you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand against and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.'" Listen to their prayer. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. I remember when we were teaching through the book of Acts together a little while ago, and the Lord really helped me see the heart of the early church in this scripture. When they say in verse 29 of Acts 4, when they say, look at their threats, Lord, they didn't say, look at their threats and zap them, look at their threats and pour out judgment on them. They said, Lord, look at their threats and enable us, empower us to be greater witnesses. In other words, Lord, look at the spiritual state of the people of Israel. Look at the lostness. Look at the spiritual pride. And Lord, give us more anointing and give us more boldness to be more powerful and effective witnesses so that they're not lost, so that they're saved. And really, that's just one word that's burning on my heart in this season. So many people afraid. Denise and I were out and about yesterday picking up a few things. We're kind of well stocked at all times at our house, but we were just picking up some odds and ends and, you know, toilet paper totally wiped out, napkins, paper towels, went to Whole Foods. Chicken was entirely wiped out. The only thing they had was some packages of duck legs. Like, who eats that? And they had some corned beef, ironically, but there was little else. And you know, there's so much fear. And so really, let's pray. I really want to encourage, especially those of you that are part of HTC prayer groups, let's make sure, absolutely certain, that we keep gathering together. If it's online, if it's in a Google Hangout or in a Zoom or however we do it, let's make sure that we keep getting together above everything else to pray. And let's pray like the early church prayed. Lord, give us great boldness. And stretch out your hand and give us the anointing to minister healing to people. Listen, even people, I have heard reports even many weeks ago that the Christians in Wuhan in China who are so severely persecuted have been out on the streets ministering to people, laying hands on people, praying over people, praying for their healing. And I'm like, Lord, give us that kind of boldness. To even if we know of somebody that's sick with this thing, to tell their family members and friends, let us pray. We can call over the phone. You can do a FaceTime with them and pray over them in the name of Jesus and ask God for healing. All right, the other scripture I'm preaching now. Sorry, I'll go fast. The other scripture I want to give you, and don't miss this because this is so powerful. We've just been doing the book of Ephesians together at harvest time. And I shared this prayer a little bit on Sunday morning. I want to reiterate. Ephesians 1, verse 18. Paul says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened in order that you might know the hope of his calling. Your call is not your call. It's his call. That you might know what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And listen, his incomparably great power for those of us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly realms. Listen, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given in the present age and in the age to come. Listen to these words, Ephesians 1 verse 22. Listen, claim these words. I want you to hold on to these words as we go through this thing together for the next several weeks. Hold on to these words. And God has placed all things. God has placed all things under Jesus' feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Listen, Jesus is over all things, and God has made him the head of everything for our benefit, for the benefit of the church. And the one who is the fullness, who fills everything, he fills the church with that same fullness. So listen, I want you to remember, precious friends, we have authority in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus is powerful. God has given us by the Holy Spirit in Christ. He's given us that anointing, that authority, that power. So let's walk in it. Let's use it. I want to encourage you. We are going to abide by all of the local and state restrictions that have been put upon us. We're going to follow the recommendations of the CDC, our president, whatever we're told to do. We're going to comply with all of those things. We encourage you to do the same. At the same time, don't be afraid. Have faith. Trust God. You know, the Lord said when we love him, when we delight ourselves in him, none of the diseases that fall on the Egyptians will fall on us. And I'm believing that. I'd like to pray. If you have any questions, certainly you can interact with us. I see lots of comments because I'm chatting away. I'm not a good multitasker. I can't answer your comments at the same time, but I see them scrolling by. But we will, we can chat with you on this platform. You can email the office at htchurch.com or you can phone in during business hours. If you have questions, we will do our very best to get you the information that you need. Let's take care of one another. Let's watch out for one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's support one another. Let's get through this together. I'm going to pray, and all of you that are online, if you just agree with me right now, we do have a need. Lou Caruso, one of our board members, has been in hospital. He's been sick, and this evening Lou was taken in for some emergency surgery. It is very serious, and Lou's family has asked us to pray. So as we go to the Lord in prayer together, let's lift up Lou. Let's agree together for Lou, and then let's pray for these other things. Let's pray. God bless you. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we are in Christ. Father, we pray that you'd open the eyes of our heart. Lord, that you'd give us the ability to comprehend, Father, the hope of your calling, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us. And Father, especially the incomparably great power that you have imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the head of all things. Lord, he is above all things. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is Lord over coronavirus. Lord, even at the microbial level, Lord, at the atomic level, Jesus is Lord over every atom, over every cell, over every molecule. Father, we first of all lift up our brother Lou this evening. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would intervene right now in the operating room. Lord, we pray that you would guide the hands of the surgeons. Lord, everyone who is attending him in that room. Father, we pray that you'd minister healing through their hands, and we pray that you'd add your supernatural touch to it. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that immediately health, wellness, Lord, healing would move through Lou's entire body, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you'd reverse every condition that is challenging his health right now. Father, I pray you'd be with Kathy. I pray that you'd be with every member of Lou's family, Lord. I pray that you would just give them the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now for every family that calls Harvest Time Church their home. We pray, Lord, that you would extend the umbrella of your kingdom dominion, of your kingdom authority, of your kingdom peace, power, protection, and provision over every person who calls Harvest Time Church home. Lord, we pray that you would surround us, pray that you'd surround our homes, our families. Lord, your word declares that when we're in covenant relationship with you, Lord, we'll be blessed at home and be blessed at work. We'll be blessed in the city. We'll be blessed in the field. We'll be blessed when we lay down at night. We'll be blessed when we wake up. Lord, we'll be blessed when we sit at table. We'll be blessed in our cupboard. We'll be blessed, Lord, in our cooking utensils. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you'd watch over every one of us, our homes, our families, and everything that concerns us. Father, I pray that we would lack nothing through these weeks of quarantine, Lord, of restrictions, of prohibitions. Father, I pray that, Lord, we would be fully supplied with all that we need. Lord, I pray that you just make us sensitive to one another, watching out for one another. Lord, we pray for the peace of heaven. the orderliness of heaven. And Lord, you placed Harvest Time Church here in Greenwich in 1983. And Lord, you placed us at 1338 King Street, Lord, straddling two states and straddling two counties, Connecticut and New York and Fairfield County and Westchester County. Lord, you have given us authority in the realm of the spirit to bind and to loose. So Father, we pray, we intercede for Greenwich, especially our hometown, Lord, for Fairfield County, Lord, for Westchester County. Father, we pray that the peace and the orderliness of heaven, Lord, would just descend upon these two counties, Lord, and these two portions of New York and of Connecticut. Father, we pray especially, Lord, over the hospitals, Lord, for the ER doctors, for every doctor, every physician's assistant, every nurse, medical aide and assistant, Lord, EMTs, first responders. Lord, we even pray for our police. We pray for our fire department. Father, we just ask, Lord, that the peace, the orderliness of heaven would just descend upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father, that for those that are sick with this thing, Lord, we pray that you'd stop it in its tracks. We pray, Father, that you'd minister healing. We pray that you'd stop the advance of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you know what? I'm not even going to pray, Lord, that life would return to normal. I pray, Father, that out of this, Lord, would just come a tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a tremendous revival in our area, Lord, and in hotspots all around the world. Father, I pray that you'd be with every member of our HTC family. And Lord, I pray that you would just keep us together as we walk through this. Lord, we thank you in your beautiful, lovely, mighty name. In Jesus' name, everybody said with me, amen. God bless you, everybody. We survived our first Facebook Live broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us and being with us. Our staff will be on the Facebook page to reply to any comments, questions you have. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll keep coming back to you with posts as we have news to share. God bless you and have a fantastic night. Bye-bye.